Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are watching from in the world today. So today's topic is about difficult or challenging colleagues. And the reason I'm talking about it today is because it's come up a couple of times this week in conversations with people I've been having, one in particular being a client of mine. And so I just wanted to explore this a little bit and share with you some things that you can take or that you can implement for yourself that will help you to feel or to actually prevent difficult, challenging people around you in the workplace from impacting you, from impacting your performance, your output, the way that you're showing up, and the way that you're feeling as well. So first of all, let's look at why people behave in a certain way. So first of all, what is it that has people showing up at work and being difficult or being quite challenging to work with? Maybe they're the people that you want to stay away from, to avoid, to keep at arm's length. But what's going on for those people, first of all? Here's the thing you want to remember. And that is that that behavior typically comes from people's fears. It comes from their insecurities. Maybe it's a lack of confidence, a lack of belief in themselves. Sometimes it's a fear of being found out. And I know we have a label that we attach to that, which is imposter syndrome. So feeling that you don't really belong or you shouldn't be here and you're scared of being found out. So there's a lot of internal fears, insecurities that we carry that can directly influence our behaviors. So it's not always a conscious thing that people decide they're going to be unpleasant or bully or, challenging other people and just making life difficult for people intentionally. Sometimes it's about the self-protection and preservation in the workplace. And as such, the behaviors that are exuded from that are the ones that others might find difficult to handle. So think about that for you. Have you ever come across a difficult colleague, someone who you really struggled to work with or to even just connect with and to engage with on a professional level? Is there somebody in the workplace, perhaps at some point in your life, where you just never wanted to have to work with them? You don't want them have to have them in your team, and you'd rather not have to go work with them. So we've all had that at some point. However fortunate we are with the people around us, there's always going to be one or two people. My invitation to you is this, is to consider the fact that what is it that's driving that behavior for people? So it's not always that they're, and typically actually it's not about them wanting to be unpleasant or to make people's lives difficult. Sometimes most of the time, in fact, it's about them. It's about what's driving them, because ultimately people's focus is about themselves. It's not about other people. Okay. You think about conversations and networking, and I've talked about this a lot before, where, if you find it difficult, for example, to network or to go and start a conversation with someone you don't know, the easiest way to do that is to really show a genuine interest in the other person and ask lots of questions, because people love to talk about themselves. And it's the same in this context, is that people are very much focused on themselves. So they're maybe with their insecurities, they're not wanting to be found out, they're not wanting to expose themselves, and therefore their behaviors reflect that. The lesson here to remember, it's not about you. It's not a personal thing. If you take that on board, it will hold you in better stead. It will have you feeling a lot more stronger and in control of you. Okay, so this is the first thing to consider here. So the first thing, as I said, you want to consider if you experience difficult or challenging colleagues is to almost empathize, to show compassion, understand where they might be coming from, that's having them behave or show up in a certain way that maybe isn't conducive or helpful to other people in the team. So you want to start to understand them. And something that they teach in NLP, which is that everybody is doing the best that they possibly can with the resources they have available to them. What that means is a lot of behaviors that people express are based on their past experiences, whether it's past experiences that they've had or that they've experienced, witnessed from other people, maybe their parents, friends, colleagues, you know, other family members. So it, for example, it might be that they've witnessed or seen a friend who's experienced a certain situation at work. So that you're going to take that on board, and then you're going to think, okay, well, if that happens to me, I need to behave in a certain way. So you want to be mindful of, again, where that behavior is coming from. As well as fears, insecurities, it will come from previous experiences, previous behaviors, and also what people believe that they know to be right or wrong. And it may not be the same beliefs that you share. And this is where oftentimes I talk about the values that we have, and the starting point when you're looking at your personal brand is to really explore your own values. Okay, so one, I guess, big factor here to have in mind is that if you're in a situation where you have difficult colleagues around you, or you feel that people are making life a little bit difficult for you, is before allowing yourself to become a victim of that and start to take it personally and to beat yourself up and to get frustrated and to criticize and to blame and all of those things that we typically, that's what we automatically will do, is to stop and think, okay, where is this person coming from? What is driving their behavior? Because once you have that understanding in your own mind, you will naturally show up differently around them. Because people don't intentionally, generally, go out to be mean, to be horrible, to bully and so forth. Sometimes, as I said, it comes from behaviors that they've had, experiences they've had, and their insecurities. And I'll give you an example of this. I had a client, I have a client who shared this with me a couple of months ago, where he started the new organization, and a lot of what he talked about was his distrust for the people that he worked with, whether it was his team or the people he reported to his management. And as a consequence of that, he was showing up in that way. His energy around trust was very low, right? Because he didn't trust people, what they were saying, what they were promising, or if they were going to do a piece of work, he didn't trust that they would follow through. He didn't trust what the manager was saying, that this is, you know, your career plan that we have for you, this is where I can see you going. All of it, there was a huge lack of trust, which meant he then became very, very cynical about people around him. What does that mean? It meant then that the way he was showing up with that cynicism and that lack of trust reflected back onto him. Okay. And the reason I'm sharing this with you, because it's really important, and this is why personal branding and how you show up is so important, because it creates your experience. The way that you show up reflects back to you in the experiences that you have, the opportunities, the conversations, the interactions. So it's really important to work on that and to be aware of how you are showing up and what can you do even better. And so for this client of mine, what was happening is he was taking things very, very personally. So rather than being objective and seeing the bigger picture, he was taking things very personally. He was feeling like a victim. And this is normal, because when we're in a situation, it's very difficult for us to get a different perspective. And that's why I also advocate for you having your own advocates, mentors, supporters around you, people that you can, you know, like a sounding board is what is the term I'm looking for. So a sounding board for you to go and run things past and think, am I being rational about this? Am I missing something? You know, what am I not seeing? And so I was this person for my client. And so he was taking things personally. He was very cynical about what they were saying about his longer term career path there. He wasn't trusting. So he was having a really negative experience in this organization. And so He then felt out of control. He felt like he didn't know where he was heading. He didn't want to be there. He was thinking about leaving. So when we really dug down into this to really understand where this was coming from, it was coming from his past experiences. So as I mentioned earlier, people's behavior gets triggered by their insecurities, by their fears, by their past experiences. So in his case, he had had situations where in previous companies where he'd been promised something. So for example, he'd been promised that he would get a promotion or he would get given a particular project to work on, and then it didn't materialize. So what happened to him? He took it personally, first of all. Okay. Something I talk about a lot is to not learn to not take things personally, because often it's never about you, it's about the other person. That's a huge, huge learning. And there's a book on this that I always recommend to my clients called The Four Agreements. And one of those agreements is do not take things personally. Definitely worth a read. It's a really small book, so you'll get through it quickly. And so he was taking these things personally from his previous experiences in different organizations where he'd been promised certain things, the company or the people didn't follow through. Because he was in the situation, he wasn't objectively seeing what was going on, which meant that he didn't have another perspective. When we started to explore that more, he recognized that actually it wasn't personal, it wasn't a reflection on him. And oftentimes the so-called promises that he was given, let's say about, oh yeah, we can give you this project to work, because he's very ambitious, he's very driven, and he just wanted more and more and more responsibility, and he wasn't getting what he wanted. But also it's recognizing and having me as a soundboard to reflect back to him that actually, for ex one part of this is that he hadn't been in a particular role for a very long time, about 3 or 4 months, yet he believed that he should get a promotion. And where was that coming from? Other insecurities from when he was younger. Okay. But then when we talked it through, he recognized that actually, yeah, he it would make more sense to do a year or 18 months in that role to really understand it, to then look at a promotion. It was also the fact that some of the promises, let's call them, that people made to him that then didn't materialize weren't, let's say, the fault or the responsibility of that individual. It was more a case of the bigger picture of the organization. There was changes, whether there was cutbacks, restructures, all of those good things that we're familiar with, which meant that that plan of him to take the next opportunity didn't happen. But when you're in it at the time, it's very easy to take things personally. It's very easy to stop and think, oh, they think I'm not good enough, or you start to question yourself, or that person doesn't like me, or they've got a preference for somebody else. So it's taking a step back, having a sounding board, and looking at the bigger picture. Okay. And not taking things personally, which you'll hear me say a lot. So this is an example of how he was showing up. So with that distrust, with that cynicism, what then happened is after we had that particular coaching session around this, he then returned to the to I would say the office, because this was during lockdown. But the next time that we had a conversation, his whole demeanor had shifted massively. And he was much more relaxed. He had so much more certainty about him. He was a lot more confident in himself and where he was heading. Because now he'd let go of all the things that he'd been taking personally, both in this company and in previous organizations that he'd worked for. So he'd learned to start letting go of that and not letting it affect him. But also learning to trust, showing up and being more open, okay? Which meant that he got a different response back from people. And literally, within the next couple of days from that coaching call that we'd had, he was having a much more fulfilling conversation with his manager, whereas previously there had been quite, they've been like this, they've been at loggerheads a lot of the time. But it was the energy that he was showing up in and where he was coming from with that attitude of cynicism, of don't really trust what you're saying, questioning everything. Not to say you shouldn't question things, but just challenging all the time, like, don't believe you, is this really going to happen? Which can obviously put someone's back up, which means they'll respond in a certain way. So when I talk about your brand and the way that you show up and about your attitude, this is a huge, huge part of it. It's about recognizing all of these things. It's about recognizing how you are showing up, the energy that you're coming at a situation from, And is it going to serve you? And is it going to serve the people around you? So yeah, when you have difficult colleagues, the first thing you want to do is, number one, tune into where that behavior is coming from for them. Are they someone that you can see has some insecurities? Maybe they have fears that they're not good enough. Perhaps they feel that, maybe they've accelerated through their career quite quickly and now feel, how did I land here? Now I'm responsible for this huge team. And so there'll be internal insecurities possibly around that. So you want to understand where people are coming from when it comes to their behaviors. Oftentimes, as I said, it's not about you personally. People are projecting what's going on for them onto the people around them. Okay. For example, I had a situation many, many years ago where I had a manager who he was a great manager, yet he I say that, but I always felt like he was keeping me in my little box. He wouldn't let me thrive and really grow. And I was doing really well, but yet he would never really shout about it. He wouldn't really call me out on all the good stuff that I was doing. And although I was very honest and I always said to him that I wasn't interested in his role as a manager of our team, because I loved the role that I was in at that point, my belief is that he didn't believe me. He genuinely felt threatened that I wanted his role and I didn't. But the thing was, he did have his insecurities around the position he was in. He did feel threatened, not just by myself, but by other people, and whether, how he could hold down that role. So as a consequence, his behavior was he would kind of keep me in my little box, and he wouldn't really look to kind of promote me in terms of talking about me and my wins and the good things I was doing. And because I recognize, initially it used to really annoy me, but then I started to recognize, okay, this is why he's doing it. So for me, it's that, you know what, that's okay, because I understand it doesn't make it right, but I understand why he's doing that. So what can I do differently? And for me at that time, because I wanted to get more exposure, I wanted people to know what I was doing, that what I was doing was great work, I would just make sure that I promoted myself from a point of view of talking to people who needed to know about the work that I was doing. Okay, so the question to ask yourself is, what can you do that is in your control to get the desired outcome? So taking things into your own hands, but doing it obviously carefully. You don't want to tread on other people's toes. But in this case, I went and spoke to, just in conversation. I didn't, have official meetings or anything, but just in conversations. I'd mentioned some of the work. So people started to become more aware because I knew that my manager wouldn't do that. But I didn't take it personally either, the fact that he was trying to keep me in this box. It wasn't like, oh, he really dislikes me or thinks I'm not good enough and all of that internal dialogue. I didn't go there. For me, it was like, I understand his behavior. I understand why he's doing it. And you know what? That's okay. I'll do what I can do that's in my control. So these are some of the lessons for you to take on board. If you find yourself in these situations, is to think, okay, what is it that I can do differently? And a big part of that is the way that you show up. Of course, something I talk about so often is having that certainty and that confidence in yourself. And I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about showing up with the confidence and the certainty in you to be open, to be trusting. Now, not everyone's going to welcome that. Not everyone's going to connect with you on that level, but there are going to be people who will. So it's about building your self-awareness of how you are showing up, how you are coming across. Are you doing things? Are your behaviors triggering other people? So by understanding the people around you and understanding yourself, what could you do differently that's in your control? Because here's the thing, the easiest thing we can do is blame. We can blame our employer, we can blame our manager, the leadership team, our colleagues in our team, or other people that you work with internally. We can blame everyone, but then we're making ourselves a victim of the situation. Whereas I advocate you to empower yourself to take that responsibility for what is in your control. And these are some of the things that you can do. In addition, something that's huge for me is integrity. You always want to remain in integrity. And you want to be able to sleep at night. This was a conversation I had earlier this week with somebody about this. And they are experiencing some challenges in the workplace right now. And this, but one thing they do is they will do the right thing so that they can sleep at night, no matter what is going on around them. And that is the second thing, or I think third thing I'm on to for you to think about is focusing on you, because that's what everyone else is doing. They're so focused on themselves, their fears, their insecurities, what's going on for them, what's not going right for them, that it shows up in their behavior. What can you do for yourself to have a better experience is to avoid comparison, to avoid the gossip, to avoid getting drawn down into any sort of toxic conversations or environments, and to maintain your integrity and to focus on yourself. And I can give you an example of this. A role that I had some years back, where I joined a team, and the team I was in was one that supported a big part of the business. So our customer was the internal customer, and then there was a number of those internal customers. And what I quickly realized was not everybody, but a few people in this team, weren't interested in serving those internal customers and doing the right thing by them. They spent more time, inordinate amounts of time, focusing on how they could get to the next job code so they could increase the salary band and so forth. And the way that they felt they could do that was to undermine the people around them. So they would go out of their way to do things to try and make themselves look good by undermining people and people's work and what people were doing and saying around them, including myself. So now I could have become a victim to that situation, and I could have chosen to be like that, to get involved because I felt that's the only way that I'm going to get on in this team and all of that. For me, that would go against my value of integrity, because I will always do the best I can by my clients or my internal customers in this case. And I want to do the best job possible. So what I chose to do, and what I'm sharing with you, is to maintain your integrity so that you can sleep at night, because there are going to be people who recognize that in you, and to focus on you, which is what I did. I didn't allow myself to get drawn into these toxic conversations and behaviors. I chose that I'm going to work, or I'm going to continue my own work ethic and maintain my own values of integrity and discipline and professionalism in what I do and the people that I work with. And what I learned from doing that is that there are people who will recognize that. There are people who will see what is going on. They will recognize that people's behaviors and how they're showing up and what they're doing. They may not talk about it, they might not even tell you about it, but it is noticed. Again, I always say you never know who is watching you. And this is partly when I see LinkedIn, what happens on LinkedIn sometimes. But even in the workplace, you never know who is watching you. So you want to maintain your standards, your values at all time, and show up as your best self, doing the best that you possibly can. And another thing I would invite you to consider is having advocates, having supporters around you, like so sounding boards that I mentioned. So it could be mentors, it could be a coach, it could be colleagues or a manager, someone that you trust, someone that you can go to and bounce things off. So if you find yourself in a situation that is difficult, you can reach out to somebody else and run it past them. Because sometimes, as I said, we're in a situation, we don't see it objectively, we don't see it rationally, we can't think outside the box. That's common. So by running it past somebody else that we can trust, will give us different perspectives. So think about having those advocates around you as well. And it doesn't have to be within the same organization. It could be somebody that works elsewhere, as long as it's somebody that you've got a good relationship with, somebody you can trust. That's my sharing for today. I'm just going to recap over that. If you are somebody who is or has experienced difficult, challenging colleagues, and it's may even be making your life a misery, I know people have been in that situation, and it's really, really not nice. The few things that you can do to start with to help to almost regain control for yourself is, number one, is in your own mind, start to consider why people are behaving in a certain way. And remember not to take it personally. It's not about you. People will project what's going on for them onto those around them. A lot of the time, it's subconsciously. So it's not about you. So be open to considering that. Be open to empathy around it. They might be going through stuff that we don't know about. Just having them show up in a certain way at work. There's that saying that we see a lot on social media. You never know what someone else is going through. Okay, so be kind, be compassionate, be understanding. And so that's the first thing, understanding or taking time to understand why people are behaving in a certain way. And that's not necessarily about asking them, but just observation and what you know about them. Then the second thing is tune into how you're showing up. So what are you doing that could be triggering other people? What could you do even better? For example, a client that I spoke about earlier, he was shown with a lot of distrust and cynicism. What was he getting back? He was getting back the same from the people around him because that's the energy that he was bringing to the table. So you want to be looking at that. You want to be looking at the thoughts that you have, the beliefs that you have. You know, what are you projecting out to other people? Because that's what you'll get back. That's an experience that you'll get back, which is what he was getting. And the moment he shifted, the moment that changed. And it was really incredible to see his whole physiology, his demeanor, his confidence, everything just shifted massively. The third thing, so a part of that and how you show up, there's three things I talk about here. One is integrity. So maintaining your own integrity, your values, sticking to what you know is right and not getting waylaid by any sort of toxicity, any gossip, or situations that are out of your integrity. Number two is focus on you. So let go of all the stuff that's going on around you, all the noise, all the challenges that are being created. Focus on you and what you are doing, how you are showing up, and what you can do even better so that you stand out as the better person. And then identify advocates, supporters around you, people that you can reach out to as sounding boards, to ask for advice, to run things past, to just check in occasionally. So think about all of these things if you're in that situation, because it doesn't have to be terrible, doesn't have to be as upsetting as I've seen situations for people be. If we can take back some of that control, and these are some of the ways to do that. Because remember, everyone is doing the best they can with the resources they have available. And if they're going through something difficult in their personal life or their professional life that we don't know about, or they're feeling that their fears, their insecurities are coming to the surface, it will result in their behaviors reflecting that. And it's not always behaviors that support the people around them. So it's understanding and recognizing that so that we can A, support them, or in some way direct them to some help. And we can also support ourselves by not going into that victim mode of feeling that we are the problem, or it affecting our work, our confidence, the way that we're performing at work, the way that we're showing up. So by letting go of that and looking at what we can do, what you can do as an individual to regain that control, those are some things that I've shared with you here today. So thank you for joining me today. And until next time, remember to build your influence, make an impact, and be remembered for the right reasons by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.